This is the VOA Special English Health Report. We often hear the term brain aneurysm. Joe Biden had two of them 20 years ago. Doctors saved his life. Now, the 65-year-old senator from Delaware has just been named the vice presidential choice of Democrat Barack Obama. Ohio's first black congresswoman, however, was not so lucky. 58-year-old Representative Stephanie Tubbs Jones died last week, within hours after a brain aneurysm burst. Doctors said she may have had no warning, which would not be unusual. A brain aneurysm is a weak or thin area along an artery wall in the brain. It can become so thin that it ruptures and bleeds. The most common form looks like a small round berry hanging from the artery. The Mayo Clinic in Minnesota says as many as 15 million people in the United States, or 5%, have a berry aneurysm. Fewer than 30,000 will ever suffer a rupture. The National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke estimates that 40% of victims die within 24 hours. Another 25% die within 6 months. People may live a long and healthy life and never know they have an aneurysm. But sometimes, if it gets big enough, it can cause pain or other problems that lead to its discovery. In Joe Biden's case, his neck hurt for several weeks. Doctors thought he had a pinched nerve and a virus. But in February of 1988, tests showed a leaking artery at the base of his brain. Doctors operated successfully, and again 3 months later, for an aneurysm in another area. Janet Sutherland is director of the Chicago chapter of the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, a support group. She describes what happened when she suffered a rupture in March of 2004. It began with the worst headache ever. She called emergency services. Rescuers found her collapsed in her kitchen. The operation was a success, but she was in a coma for 3 weeks. She woke up blind and unable to move. She had two surgeries to return her sight and another to correct a second aneurysm. She spent 5 months in the hospital and many months in physical therapy. Today, Janet Sutherland can walk again and says she can see better than ever. Experts say most brain aneurysms happen in people born with an abnormality in an artery wall. Other causes can include head injuries, high blood pressure, infections, tobacco use, and use of stimulant drugs. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. I'm Steve Ember.